Why is it important for us to celebrate International Men's Day? What are the key drivers of male suicide? And how can we deal with the discrimination against men in society? We answer these and more questions in today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Truth Podcast. It is your host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth. And we, this month of November, bring you another exciting piece. You know what it's all about in the month of November. It's all about men. 19 November being celebrated as International Men's Day. And I'm joined today by a fascinating guest with whom we're going to be discussing some of the issues that are topical concerning men. So thank you very much for tuning in. And make sure that you take home some few notes, take home some few nuggets, and share them with some people. And also, thank you very much for the views and the subscriptions. Let's keep them going. Let's keep the numbers rising. So today we are joined by our guest. Pleased to have him today, Donald Natsa, a good friend of mine, I must say. Pleased to have you, Mr. D. Natsa. Maybe before you can go further, just a brief introduction about who D. Natsa is before we go on.
Thank you very much, Mr. Truthman, for having me today on your amazing podcast. And hopefully, I'll be able to share with you quite of a bit, like you said, nuggets, regarding this month and regarding issues on males as we are celebrating the Men's International Month, I would say. Donald Natsa, I myself am a medical student. I'm a very passionate guy in medicine, I would say in medical field. And pursuing this career, hopefully, later on in the future years to come, I'll be able to make an impact in the medical field. And the word NASA or the same NASA should be out there.
Yes. Thank you very much for that brief introduction. I must say that Donald Natsa is part of the executive of the University of Zimbabwe Executive Committee of the Zimbabwe Medical Students Association, and also part of the Executive Committee of the Christian Medical Fellowship, University of Zimbabwe. So you can quite see that he's quite a significant guy. Straight away to the Q&A. International Men's Day, why is it significant? Why is it important for us to celebrate International Men's Day?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Truthman, for the question. And like I said, this month of November, it was dedicated by the people who give these dedications to us. And I would say they did a very good thing in giving this month of November to the men. It is very good to celebrate the boy child or the male character. Is many people would say males or guys or boys are left out in many of these things. There's Mother's Day, there's this day for girls, but men, they don't get their own time where they're celebrating.
While you're still on that, I actually noticed how, I was running through my statuses on the 19th, and I was figuring out that people actually started posting about Men's Day in the evening. It's not such a prominent event.
Like you said, not such a prominent event, but at least it is there. At least as guys, as men, me and you, we feel appreciated in whatever we are doing. Like you said, I checked through my status also during the time, and there were about two people who only posted about the Men's International Day.
Right.
And like I said, guys need to be appreciated. So I think this is a very important day in which we try to appreciate the presence of the male character in the society.
True. I think also adding to that, it's just time for us to highlight those problems that men are facing. Because to be frank, men are facing problems.
That's
I'm sure to the viewers, they also, it's a reality that we have to confront, in our day-to-day lives, that men are faced with issues, And that's why we see a lot of suicide, because men are just like, how can I address this?
Exactly.
Let me just end my life.
Exactly.
Which leads us to the next question, because this year's edition of International Men's Day was running under the theme Zero Male Suicide. Zero Male Suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it critical for us to address or to address this issue? And how bad, just how bad is the issue of male suicide?
Like you said, as the word itself says it, suicide is a very big issue, and from this very wise guy I know, they say committing suicide doesn't remove the pain, you only pass on the pain to someone else. And as statistics say from previous knowledge that I've been able to acquire, the male character, or I'll say the boy child, a very much steep rise in the number of suicides right now in the 21st century. The first thing that I would say is the cause of this steep rise is the underappreciation of men. There's still a bit of stigmatization nowadays towards men. If you're a man and you're not able to provide, you're belittled, say, in Shona or in my language, they would say, I was Murume. So,
Urishiri.
Urishiri. So, those kind of things now, they've really caused a big pain in guys to the extent that they think, it is just better to take my own life. And the lack of, I will share a bit later on, the lack of measures or the lack of campaigns towards these issues. As we always say, Murume, Ndawe Murume, Gasi.
That's
a chema. So these things have really been masked or they've really been covered, put under the rug, and we don't look much at the male suicides. I think recently, this year and last year, that's when our country started to mainly focus on this issue of male suicide after there had been a series of suicides on the male gender. So yeah, it's a very big issue, education for this. Yes.
And I was also going through some statistics, just this week, and I was figuring out that, they say a man or a male figure is 2 times or 3 times more susceptible to suicide. The risk for a man to commit suicide is 2 times or 3 times higher than for a woman. So I think it further presses on the issues or on the need for us to address the issue of male suicide. Now, mental health has a bearing on suicide. It's sort of like the breaking point of mental health, so to say, when we talk of suicide. What are the strategies or perhaps initiatives, as you highlighted, that people are not doing enough to address the issue of male suicide? What can really be done to address the issue of male suicide, maybe starting from the issue of mental health, and particularly for young men, maybe our age, maybe 15 to 35, around that age? What can we really do to nip the issue in the bud?
Thank you very much for the question on the mental health. Personally, I've got a certificate awarded by UNICEF in mental health. I took a program that has a 3-day program that focused on male mental health especially. So yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you can see that we have a specialist.
thank you. So
that's nice.
Yeah, thank you. So on this issue of mental health, I would say this is the precursor to suicide. Everything begins with the mental health. There's a breakdown that a guy goes through before they decide to take their life. The breakdown can be driven by things like economic problems, relationship problems. That is not only the relationship with Mujolo or the other gender.
Even family
relationships, they really affect guys. And so far, like you asking the question, what are the measures that has been put in place as for now that will try to attack this issue of mental health? I would say my biggest concern right now is there have been campaigns out there, like giving the November month to the male, even though it's not that really celebrated, but it is a way to voice out and to address these issues. I'm sure during this month, the Zimbabwe Medical Students Association, they actually held a men's
bride,
where they were sharing issues concerning those mental health problems. So I think going to events like this as a guy, it would really help you if you are suffering from mental health. I can't exhaust all the ways in which we can try to deal with this mental health, but I would say go to events. First of all, go to events. If you put yourself in a bubble, you crash in that bubble.
You need your own.
They say no man is one island. A man can never stand alone. You need people to talk to. Personally, what I would do, secondly, as I mentioned about going to events, if you hear there's an event about, go there. You get to find people with whom you are able to share your problems, see the way forward on what you are facing. Then secondly, personally what I do, let's say I'm about to crash, not mental health as such, but there's some stressful issue happening to me. I have a good friend of mine, I always give him a call. Shamwan, I'm facing this problem, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, can you help me out? That's where your friendship comes. So as a man, like we say, don't stand alone. Use your friends, talk to them. Maybe they have the solution to how you can
navigate forward.
How you can navigate forward. So this is personal. This is solving mental health at a personal level. And what we are, let's take for example, Zimbabwe as a country. How can we deal with this issue of mental health? It's very simple. Let's have them campaign. If we campaign against male suicide. Campaign against male suicide and the belittling of men. You know, in Zimbabwe right now, there's this thing, Yaguti, I don't know if it's appropriate, but Yaguti, Hanyas on the Fazamu bed. That's a very big stigmatization. Okay. And men tend to suffer a lot from this. So if we take awareness there that, please, men are also people. Do not say be strong. Take them also as humans. I think we can solve this issue of mental health.
Interesting. Quite some wise words we're getting there from Mr. Donald. And I think we really need to you know, even go deeper and look for effective ways of addressing this issue. And you know, helping people understand. You know, men, when you reach that breaking point, you think maybe you're all on your own. You're suffering on your own. But you know, when you go to these events that you're talking about, you actually figure out that other people are actually going through this. Maybe there are people experiencing worse situations than your own, right? And you sort of get encouraged, and you know, you get maybe reason to leave.
That's where the idea of talking to one another. You
talk,
share your problem, I share my problem, then we can find ways in which we can help each other. Mental health is a very small problem, but it will become a big problem if you keep it to yourself.
Contain it all,
then eventually, like I said, it's a trigger of suicide. You'll be able to ningi took their own life.
Absolutely. Right, thank you very much. Now moving on. Let us talk about the issue of discrimination. Well, we've sort of touched on it, but the discrimination that that men are facing in various areas. How does this discrimination against men manifest in social services, social attitudes, or in, you know, in society generally? Because people usually think that maybe if there is a discrimination, maybe it's most likely women that are going to be discriminated. But men are being discriminated. And so, you know, maybe if we can shed light on that before you...
The first discrimination that I would think is very important is the idea of abuse. Most people think the male is never abused. It's only the girl child which can suffer. It's only the girl's child who can suffer abuse. And that's a very big discrimination. You can't tell me we have a male child there and he goes through a problem, maybe sexual harassment, mostly to be thrown under the rug, like I said. And they will say, no, this wasn't an harassment. The male child wanted it. The male child wanted it. So that's the very biggest discrimination that I find. Secondly, the idea of be strong. Men are supposed to be strong. I would blame this on our past forefathers who taught men, saying you are the breadwinners, you should be strong. If you show signs of weakness, then the whole generation will be weak. But I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Like we talked about mental health, you want to keep the pressure in yourself, then eventually the pressure will increase, then it will burst. Thirdly, I would say the issue of opportunities. Men now are being surprised in terms of opportunities that they are getting. Females, they tend to get more, it is so that females are more vulnerable in the society. And because now the society has tend to lower the value of men, lower the value of men is now women are taken up as they are higher up there in terms of benefits, opportunities, and the things to benefit from them. To think to benefit them in life. Like you can see, there are many days which are given to women.
True.
There are many days, and that's also a discrimination where men, they are only given 1 month, and during that month, there's not that
there
much.
Is insignificant celebration.
There is
of
insignificant
men.
Celebration. And that's also a form of discrimination.
True.
So very much in the society, men, they are suffering, and it's causing a huge problem.
True. Yeah. And maybe to sort of get in a little bit deeper concerning this discrimination. Let's talk about you highlighted it a little bit. Let's talk about sexual harassment against men, right? When you mentioned it, maybe we'll just come back to this question. When you mentioned the issue of abuse, I remember this other time. It was a program that I was seeing on our local broadcaster, and this guy was actually saying I was sexually abused by a gang of women. Right,
okay.
And you were saying that when you went to the police and the police didn't take him seriously, you were like, I'm damn good, I just say, well, how can he be raped?
Yeah.
You know, and you could see from the way that he was breaking down emotionally that it really touched him because he, you know, it was real, and you know, I was narrating how everything happened, and you see that, you know, it's really pathetic. But maybe let's just zero in on that. How real is sexual harassment against men?
Like the practical you gave, it's very real, very much real. And sexual harassment nowadays has become a very big problem because now sexual harassment against men, it's normal, it's now like non-existent. Like you said, if you go to the police station and you try to inform them that I was raped by a gang of women, they won't believe you. It's either they'll believe you, like you say, they'll say, I was a murumi. So I would think that in trying to solve this issue, first it should be addressed at higher levels.
Right.
Because the problem is, it's not coming from down here. Mm-hmm. The problem first starts with people in higher offices.
Right.
They are, I would say, they are not giving as much
attention,
information,
right,
or attention to that issue. Like the case you gave, the policeman should have known this is a very much issue. Instead of actually double harassing the guy,
right,
and belittling him, saying I was murumi,
right.
So I would say the situation needs to be addressed from up the hierarchy there.
Right.
That guy, this is a very big issue of sexual harassment. Please deal with it very much seriously. Because there are many practicals I can give, but some of them are very sensitive. But there have been situations in which a guy dates a girl, then from nowhere the girl breaks up with a guy, then from nowhere two three days down the line after the breakup, the girl will be found accusing the girlfriend, he raped me 5 weeks ago, and actually it will be taken into account. So now I would very plead much to the people in the upper hierarchy that with situations like this, please try to look for evidence. One, two, try to look if there was mutualism, if people were in agreement, because usually with the harassment issue, it's only, no, this is true, they never take the side of the guy.
In most instances.
Exactly.
Most instances,
when the female comes, it's, no.
He raped me.
It's true, they don't want the guy's side.
Mm.
So I would say, please, scrutinize the situation, do your investigation until you find out if it's real, it's very, if it's a very real, problem.
I think Mr. Nata has said quite enough there that because you find instances, you know, where someone after serving a term, maybe say 3 years or 5 years, you know, eventually, you know, it comes out as, no, this guy did, you know. So why not address the issue from the way to go, you know? Why not try, work as hard as possible at the beginning to find out, is this claim true or it's false, you know? Because you find, you know, I did see another devastating, you know, scenario where the guy served almost 10 years, right? After serving almost 10 years, the guy then, you know, I don't know whether it was a statement or whether it was, however, the evidence came out that he was not the one who committed the rape,
exactly.
Or, you know, scenarios like those. So I really think that we need to address the issue of sexual harassment against men. And perhaps, you know, at times maybe people think of sexual harassment only as physical. But there are, you know, scenarios of, you know, sexual harassment is literally not physical, you know, but maybe.
Exactly. Also, men do suffer sexual harassment without any physical contact. But still, like we say, these things are thrown under the rug. And they are not really addressed to a very much
to a high degree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what we're saying is that let's address the issue of sexual harassment against men, discrimination against men. Now moving on, morality is the center, or can be said to be the center of any community. I mean, you know, we make decisions on the basis of morality, or, you know, and many things that, you know, just revolve around morality. Comment on the moral trajectory of men in society today and its bearing on future generations.
Right, this is a very controversial issue, the issue of morality. I would say, first of all, how one bases or one sees morality depends on how they were brought up. Why did I say it's an issue of controversy? Moralists, first we look at the dressing of men. These days they are the so-called Gucci gang, the drip guys. So the controversy is in the fact that one side of men who see that as Gucci is smart, they are rather rover swag. And the other side, to those guys who are used to formals, who are used to jeans, they'll see that these guys, Vakarasika, they are using the wrong pathway. So the issue of morality, I would say it depends on how you're brought up. But looking at an umbrella, looking at what is ought to be and what we think, what I think should be moral is do not do anything as a man that would affect where you come from or the name where you are living.
Right.
As much as it is a controversy, as men, let's try to maintain the dignity and the integrity of the families we are coming from.
True.
With that, I would sum up the issue of morality. I don't have much to say.
It's okay. Maybe just adding on to the issue of morality, because I personally, you know, the issue of morality, you know, it's one that I'm, you know, in many instances find myself wrapped around the issue of morality, because I really think that morality is, you know, is central, you know, in anyone's lives. Of course, we can have, you know, subjective morality, of course, what you're talking about, dressing and what, but, you know, there is universal morality, like what you're talking about, that we need to, exact umbrella morality, yeah? We need to handle the next person in a very good manner, you know. You talk of maybe kutongo pira na chaibu, you know, just undermining the next person, you know. We've actually seen that, you know, in becoming prevalent in the times that we're in, you know. Is it moral though for you to be handling your neighbor in the manner that you're handling, right? You talk of, you know, objectifying your neighbor, objectifying women. Of course, I mean, it's men's month, right? But we need to highlight these issues that men are doing some things that raise moral questions.
Immoral.
You see, so you find that, you find, you know, just abuse generally. You know, so I think it's a issue.
Like I said, the issue on morality is very controversial. Like, what you think is moral is not, it's someone we think, what you think is immoral to someone is moral. But like, we usually take the umbrella of it all. And to solve this issue, it's now at a personal level.
All right.
There's no way you can convince a thief to stop thieving.
To stop stealing. Absolutely.
It's very difficult. But now just make sure that where you come from is your name being protected. And also in the society, are people respecting you? Once you see people not respecting your name, just know there's somewhere you're doing wrong, especially in terms of morality. People who think your ways or the way you handle yourself is immoral. And if you That is if you start to see people lacking
respect towards
you.
Thank you very much. Well, also I think it's important for men to have a bearing on the impact on future generations. You know, what are your actions? What is the bearing of your actions on future generations, right? You know, just think of that, the morality behind, and think of, you know, future generations doing what you are doing. I mean, you would not even love having your children doing what you are doing. So I think let's just
ask yourself, would I be happy if my children are doing the same thing?
You see so as we're drawing to a close, so as we celebrate Men's Month, there is also the issue of prostate cancer, right? Which leads us to the health tip of the episode. So, talking about prostate cancer, well, it's one of the leading cancers, so to say, among men. I know some of the cancers topping the list, lung cancer,
colorectal cancer, together with prostate cancer.
So, maybe let's just talk a little bit about prostate cancer and maybe sort of raise awareness concerning prostate cancer, how people can, you know, be protected against prostate cancer and screening and all that.
I would want to give my audience with the jargon of medical terminology. But one thing I would just say regarding this prostate cancer, in medicine, they say every man has a 90% chance of having prostate cancer. At a certain age, ages above 50, eventually you will get prostate cancer. So the best way to avoid issues like this is screening.
Okay.
Make sure that at least yearly, once a year, you will visit your medical practitioner, your personal medical practitioner, to get screened for prostate cancer. That way you can try to minimize its invasiveness once it sets in, because at some point we all eventually get prostate cancer. But to reduce its invasiveness, do visit the clinics for screening, your medical practitioner for screening, so that we reduce the risk and death among men, as it is a very much a serious situation in leading cause of mortality among men.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Dinata, for highlighting on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, or particularly to the gentleman in this case, prostate cancer is real. Prostate cancer does claim quite a significant number of the lives of men annually. So let us go and get screened. Let us go and get screened, and you know, you save your family a lot of trouble, you know, having to care for you when you're terminally ill, you know, because when we located earlier, when it's identified earlier, you know, then, you know, appropriate measures, appropriate interventions can be taken, and you can start undergoing treatment, right? Thank you once again. So now, as we are going to a close, what is your final word to the people concerning men's health, concerning men's wellness?
My final say to men: do not be discriminated. Do not be belittled in the society. Make sure that you stand firm when people start to laugh, when people start to call you names. And please, find someone to talk to. Do not stand alone and say you are strong. Otherwise, you crumble while you're standing alone. As it is very much important that we save the male character, because it is the one which helps with the reproduction. So,
okay.
Yes. So thank you very much. Those are my last words.
Okay. Maybe your last words. Well, these were your last words to the audience. Any three people to whom you'd want to send a shout out before we close?
So people I would want to send a shout out. First of all, shout out to my sisters. Shout out to my sisters. Shout out to all my friends, the boys out there. And lastly, I would want to say shout out to my parents.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Dinata. And just to say that in some few years from now, you'll be calling the guy next to me Dr. Dinata,
exactly,
right?
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. So, thank you very much, Dr. Dinata, and to our viewers, thank you very much for taking the time to, you know, lend an ear to what we had to say, lending an ear to our conversation. I'm sure you've learned a few things concerning men, concerning the issues to do with men, men's health, discrimination against men, and you know, all this, why we need to celebrate men and why we need to fight the issue of male suicide. So let us, you know, go home and take the message home, right? That men need to be encouraged, you know, to talk to someone. Men need to be encouraged, you know, to go to events. Men need to be encouraged to, you know, visit health-wise. Men need to go for prostate cancer screening, right? Thank you very much for tuning in. I am your host, Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth. And till next time, stay healthy, stay safe, stay blessed, and stay expecting. Dr. Truth signing out.